This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're going to talk about the future of blue states. Is Ted Cruz going to win? The white coat theory, Taco Bell, Trump. There is so much we have to get to in the final hour. And we'll even talk a little gun trafficking before we get to that. What, Chris? I want to dig into this voicemail again.
It's Jesse Kelly. I'm calling reference to your criminalized activities connected to Shaquille O'Neal. Gangbangers along with Tesla giving out $1 million.
For those wondering why I came back to work so soon, this is why. This is the kind of fun you can't have at other jobs. I can't stop laughing. All right, let's talk about something else. Jesse, welcome back. I'm in California. Just got my truck registration. $241 for a 25-year-old Toyota. Golly. We will leave in the near future. Do you think states like California, Washington, or New Mexico will swing back to the right? Well, look, there's a good and there's a bad to this. California has more Republicans than any other state in the union. I was in Newport Beach not long ago, and it's in Orange County. It's kind of this little red bubble in Southern California. But as you get away from the coast, you'll find out California's blood red. Oregon's the exact same way. You get out of Portland, you get out of Eugene, Oregon is just gorgeous. Might be the most beautiful state in the union, and blood red. Washington, too. Get rid of Seattle, get rid of Tacoma. You go east, eastern Washington. Oh, they're hardcore over there. Those are my people right there. So is the state itself going to swing back red? Probably not. Probably not, because now that the states are so blue, they just keep enacting law after law after law that make them permanently blue. Remember, Democrats believe in using power. Republicans simply don't. That's why we've lost so much ground. So it's not just that they take over California. They take over California and really put down roots. They cement their power into law. making it almost impossible to overcome it. You've seen these recalls, haven't you? For maybe a DA or a mayor people were mad about, hey, let's recall this, let's recall that. Remember they did that in San Francisco to their DA? Hey, let's recall this guy. People got mad about crime. You get enough signatures for a recall. And maybe, just maybe, you can kick someone out of office. But even if you're lucky enough to kick one out of office, there are so many brain-dead commies in the state, they just go right back and vote another one back into office. So what's very likely going to happen is you have these super red areas in places like Cali and Oregon and Washington and New Mexico and places like that. The state itself is in, I did not come up with this term, I don't know who did, so I'll simply take credit for it. Because remember, kids, there's no limit to what you can accomplish if you take credit for someone else's work. But someone came up with the term purity death spiral. That sounds like Aaron McIntyre. I bet it was Aaron, but no matter what, it's a great term for it. The purity death spiral, meaning there are no breaks anymore. If you are a state senator in California, you're a state senator from a blue district in California. What do you want? Well, you want to advance. State Senate's a really big deal. I'm not putting that down, but at some point you have dreams. Maybe you want to be in the House of Representatives. Maybe you want to be a United States Senator from California, maybe even governor, maybe AG. What do you want? Okay, so that's what you want. You're ambitious. That's what you want. You're in a safe blue seat. You're in a blue state. What can't you do? There are no breaks anymore. Now that everything is blue, top to bottom, the brakes are off. So you can propose the craziest things in the world and no one will stop you because you're only speaking to crazy evil communists and they want you to do the most horrible things. You know, everyone makes fun of Dome about her answers, like this CNN town hall. I mean, they make fun of her for stuff like this, but there's a reason.
So I may not be quick to have the answer as soon as you ask it about a specific policy issue sometimes because I'm going to want to research it. I'm going to want to study it. I'm kind of a nerd sometimes, I confess.
We make fun of her for things like this.
That is especially true when it comes to the climate crisis, which is why we will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these challenges, and to work together as we continue to work operating from the new norms, rules, and agreements that we will convene to work together on to galvanize global action. With that, I thank you all. This is a matter of urgent priority for all of us, and I know we will work on this together.
Of course we're going to work on it together. We make fun of her for that, but why is she like that? Is it that Dome has an empty head? Is it because she's super low IQ? I actually don't think so. She could be. I don't think so. Her brain has atrophy. You've heard of atrophy before. If someone goes into a coma, you know, they're in a coma for a year and they wake up and their muscles really don't work because they haven't used them. So their muscles basically disintegrate. Well, in a weird way, that can happen to your brain as well. She came up through this California system and she came up as a minority woman in California, which honestly, that puts you in the mountaintop of Democrats. And she never had to learn or know anything about policy or anything else. You get up at a campaign event and you give the most hard left stance humanly possible at every speech because you can do that to get elected there. And it just always worked out for you. And now you're on the national stage and you're trying to win over Rust Belt guy in Michigan. And you don't have any idea how to talk about any issue in a way that doesn't turn him off. So you end up with word salad disaster nonsense like this.
That is especially true when it comes to the climate crisis, which is why we will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these challenges, and to work together as we continue to work operating from the new norms, rules, and agreements that we will convene to work together on to galvanize global action. With that, I thank you all. This is a matter of urgent priority for all of us, and I know we will work on this together.
We will work on it together. Anyway, back to the question, though. So if the state has this purity death spiral, what does that mean for all those Republicans? California has the most Republicans of any state. What does it mean for them? Their bubbles will either break. I know when I was in Orange County, when I was in Newport Beach, they felt like their walls were breaking. They felt like the communists were slowly but surely breaking through. The bubbles will either break, or if the citizens, if the hard riders there are smart enough and strong enough, they will fortify harder, and you'll have essentially a little mini red state inside of a blue state. What's that look like? Well, let's say California passes some ridiculous gun confiscation law, which we all know is coming at some point in time. You go to some blood red county in California, Lord willing, you have a sheriff there who says, no, we're not enforcing that. In my county, the law will not be enforced. And it's not a good place to be as a country. You don't want to balkanize in that way because it doesn't mean great things for the future of the country, but it's necessary. It's necessary to protect yourself. Hey, Chris, what show was it that was Jesse's white coat theory? I just wanted to throw out my dime, got a white coat, and she was rocking it. I don't remember all my wonderful theories and the dates they came through, but the white coat theory is, I think it's probably unfair to call it a theory anymore. It's not a white coat theory. It's a white coat fact. You learn this in Montana. Don't shake your head, Chris. When you live in Montana, you spend enough time in winter environments, you learn. If a dime buys a white coat, she's hot almost every single time. I knew I was going to marry my wife the second it got cold, and boom, white coat gets busted out. I knew. That's how you know, fellas, right? You need to pay attention to the important things. What, Chris? What? October 4th was the white coat theory. If you'd like to hear this really important theory in more depth, you can find it on October 4th. All right, October 4th. It's labeled Big Tent GOP. We labeled a show like that, Chris? You know how Big Ten I am, buddy. I'm just welcoming. What? I welcome everyone in, like Dome does. Grow up, Chris. Anyway, took the day off yesterday, and I did something Chris can't do. I did some shopping on GovX. You see, GovX is not for Chris. It's for military, current and former. First responders, current and former, and their family members, I should note. It's exclusive to us. Our membership is free at govx.com. You can save up to 40%, and they're already advertising. I know because I was on the website all day yesterday. They're already advertising Black Friday sales that are even bigger than that. What do they have? Like freaking everything. You want a sick optic? They have it. Knives? They have it. You want to take the family to Disney World? They have it. You want to buy a sweet pack, boots, Oakleys, Yeti, you want a Stanley, whatever you want. If it's sick gear, it could be found at govx.com. And if you served, you get to be a member and you get to shop there. Yesterday, I bought a satchel. Don't make fun of me. I love my little satchel. It's what, Chris? It's even olive drab, like a warrior. govx.com. If you use the promo code Jesse, you get 15 bucks off your first purchase. That's basically 15 free bucks. govx.com, code Jesse. You will go broke, and you will love it. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and that's Dr. Jesse Friday. Reminding you, you can email the show love, hate, death threats to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. You can also leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373.
Hey, Jessica, this is Senator James Lankford. Just took a little trip to San Francisco, and I woke up and started telling Mr. Paul Pelosi and Mr. Graham that I'm getting tired of you calling me Naked Ken Doll, making fun of me for being a ginger. I would dog walk you in public if I ever saw you. You know that? I would bop you like a prairie dog. And you know what? Jessica, you think mm-hmm. you're so smart. Have you ever thought about this? If I start doing things that hurt the Democrats, it might even hurt their feelings. It could make it hard for them to get elected again. You ever think about that? I bet you didn't because you're stupid. So stop calling me names. And, Paul, don't tickle me right now. Stop. I'm being serious. So, Jessica, just wanted to tell you that you're stupid. Bye.
What is wrong with you guys? There's something wrong with you guys. Dear world-famous small hands expert, my hands are not small. Look, looks like, again, the commies are going to go after Ted Cruz hard. One, is he going to hold on? Two, if he does get beat, what do you think about Clarence Thomas retire? Okay, first, Ted Cruz is not going to lose, okay? And I know all the Cruz people listening are probably mad at me saying that right now, because you do need to get your butt out to the polls and you do need to vote, you Texans. But Cruz is going to be just fine. This is going to be a red year. I don't know how big of a red year. It's going to be a red year anyway. Cruz is going to be, let me call it right now, 6 points, 6 or 7. He wins by 6 or 7. What, Chris? What? No, I'm not shaving a mustache in. Cruz is going to be just fine. All right. Jesse, you just literally did a Pure Talk commercial. I hate that word. Saying that it's great for gun trafficking. Did you get positive or negative feedback? Well, here's something you should know about Jewish producer Chris. He, useless as he may be, he does protect me from a lot of that stuff. If there was negative feedback, one, Pure Talk would never do that. They laughed. The Pure Talk would just laugh about stuff like that. They're so cool. They let me do whatever I want. Companies like Pure Talk, they understand, you know, make it interesting, make it funny. That's one. Two, if anyone did complain, Chris probably wouldn't tell me, because Chris would understand how I would respond to that, and it would not be a good thing. It's a personality flaw. I am not bragging about this. This is not something you need to be proud of. I do not do well with people telling me what to say and what not to say. It grades on me to no end. I don't tell other people what to say. I don't know why people have such a hard time with that. I can't stand it. So if things like that come down, you'll probably find me saying them more and more. Whenever, if I've ever been, they let me say whatever I want, but if I was ever told what not to say, I would probably do the entire 3-hour show saying exactly that. I would. It doesn't work that way. Dear Menu Whisper, what's your favorite item at Taco Bell? Cheesy Gordita Crunch. It's not debatable. And I love a Mexican pizza. I love a quesadilla. I love a chalupas. I'm a chalupa fan. That stacker they have is real cheap, Chris. It's good. Have you had the stacker? On the value menu, the stacker is legitimate. That's not bad, especially for a handheld on the road. I'm a T-Bell aficionado, but the cheesy gordita crunch, it really has everything. You have the nice, soft, gooey, it's called a gordita. It's not a tortilla. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, the soft, gooey thing on the outside. And then you have melted cheese, which is the greatest thing in the world. And then you have the crunchy tortilla, the crunchy taco inside of that. So I get my soft, I get my cheese, I get my hard, I get my beef. And then they put a spicy ranch in there, a little Diablo sauce. As good as eating gets. Look, it's one of the great things about living in Texas is the authentic Mexican food.
Buenas tardes.
Hello, Mr. Handsome Jesse. Do you think that Blinken tries hard to sound like Obama when speaking? Every few seconds it's, and he always puts an emphasis on the last word in the sentence or a break in the sentence. Have you noticed this? Praying for you and your family, young man. Thank you. We had this talk a long time ago on the show about why Democrats speak like this. Barack Obama did it all the time. Dome does it. Biden did it. It's very unfluid. It's definitely not a word, but you know what I mean. It's not fluid. It doesn't come out just like I'm talking to you here. It's a lot of, talking to this girl in the elevator. It's awful to listen to. It's hard to listen to. Why do they talk like that? Remember, they're speaking to two different people at all times. They are trying to tell their street animal base that they hate America and will burn it down, while also trying not to freak out Rust Belt working class guy who loves the country, but he's part of a union. Democrats walk a tightrope constantly. That's why they're... go ahead, Chris, go ahead.
Under my plan of a cap and trade system, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket. Even, you know, regardless of what I say about whether coal is good or bad, because I'm capping greenhouse gases, coal power plants, you know, natural gas, you name whatever the plants were, whatever the industry was, they would have to retrofit their operations.
Retrofit. He was talking about destroying the coal industry. He had to stop and hold himself up. Retrofit. You need to retrofit your supplements. You know that? Because that pain you have in your life doesn't have to be there. It's the biggest lie people tell themselves. One of the biggest lies is that, well, my knee's just always going to hurt. No, it's not. Relief Factor is here. 100% drug-free. We have to seek out drug-free options now. Are we going to have to end up taking pharmaceuticals at some point? Probably, but that needs to be the last resort. Relief Factor takes away your pain. It doesn't mask it. Stop ignoring it. And you don't have to take my word for it. I don't want you to take my word for it. In fact, if it doesn't work, don't order anymore. They sell three-week kits for $19.95. Take it for 3 weeks and tell me how your neck feels, your back, your muscles, whatever hurts. Get your three-week kit. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Also, please do not ask questions about the criminal empire me and Shaquille O'Neal are running.
Yes, Jesse Kelly, I'm calling reference to your criminalized activities connected to Shaquille O'Neal, the gangbangers, along with Tesla giving out $1 million.
Jesse, it's great to have you back. I'm sure Chris wholeheartedly agrees. I know Chris missed me. Why would the system boot Biden and then allow him to install someone even worse? It doesn't add up to me. Well, I've already told you the theory that Joe Biden did it to screw them over. But also remember this. There's politics within politics. There are layers to things. And there are things that oftentimes you can't see or I can't see. James Clyburn, if you live in South Carolina, if you're a politically active person in South Carolina, you know who James Clyburn is. If you're in Texas or California, New York or something, maybe you've never even heard the name. Who is James Clyburn? He's a congressman, a Democrat congressman, a black Democrat congressman from South Carolina. Why does his skin color matter? Because he has an ironclad grip on the black vote of South Carolina. Remember what happened during the 2016 Democrat primary. There was this big primary field. The Democrats were getting worried because Bernie Sanders looked like he was going to win the primary. They didn't think he could win the general. So that's when they talked Joe out of retirement to run. But Joe Biden jumps in the race. Remember, Joe Biden was not winning. When he jumped in the race, it's not like everyone said, yes, Joe's here. Bernie Sanders was still winning when Joe Biden jumped in the race. Democrats needed something. The elites needed something to ensure that Joe Biden could win. Now, the Democrat primary in South Carolina. Again, if you're not from there or aren't aware of this, it may mean nothing to you. You really, really, really need to win the South Carolina primary if you're a Democrat. If you want to become president, that's where you need to win that primary. Who's going to play a huge part in that? James Clyburn. Joe Biden, this is all documented, you can go look it up. Joe Biden went and sat down with James Clyburn, promised him who knows what. I'll never know. You'll never know. Promised him who knows what. James Clyburn walked out of that meeting and said, Joe Biden, that's our guy. Boom. Joe Biden, after that, who was not winning, wins the South Carolina primary, goes on to win the nomination, goes on to win the presidency. James Clyburn. Well, immediately after Joe Biden steps down, Pelosi and Obama and all these other system types, I'm sure they wanted someone more capable. I'm sure they wanted someone like Newsom, someone like that who could really make a name for themselves nationally. But James Clyburn, he immediately started raising a stink over passing over a black woman. James Clyburn was vocal. He was public about it. You can't just move past a black woman. Are you going to push a black woman aside? You can't do that to a black woman. And we played some of that audio for you on the show. Maybe you thought, oh, who cares? Or, well, it's just some congressman on MSNBC. But it's, yeah, go ahead, Chris, go ahead.
First of all, there's a long list of Democrats, Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer. The list goes on and on and on. You've named four or five people. Where is their consensus? You've got to build consensus. And there is not consensus right now. If you pick a white man over Kamala Harris, black women, I can tell you this, we're going to walk away. We're going to blow the party up.
James Clyburn went on television and said, that wasn't him, obviously. James Clyburn went on television and essentially said that. Maybe you just dismiss that. In Democrat circles, that cannot be dismissed. There are some people who just simply have more power than others in politics. Again, layers in things we can't see. So that was part of it too. Jesse, I do not see these freaks in D.C. giving up power no matter what the election says. So much will be lost, including their fortunes, family, private school gigs, agencies, so on and so forth. Do you think Fort Sumter Part 2 is unavoidable? Please be honest, because I know you might be worried about the crooked feds that can't wait to arrest you. God bless you and your family, sir. Look, I've already accepted at some point in time they're just going to come make up. They'll invent some crime, some tax law, plant something on my computer or something, and they'll cart me off to federal prison. Everyone knows that's coming. So I've accepted that. Okay, you're, good point, Chris. I don't have a computer. Maybe my phone. I bet they can plant something on my phone. I'm just not a computer guy. Shut up, Chris. For all you know, I have lots of fancy computers and advanced tech stuff with a lot of downloads and gigabytes and stuff, and you don't know anything about it. Anyway, setting that aside, Fort Sumter Part 2. Is Civil War Part 2 coming? Oh, I pray to God not. I worry about it. I do. These people are out of control, and communists, they don't control themselves. That's the problem. They have never been able to control their demonic impulses because it's demonic. It's not wrong. It's evil. Bad or wrong has a bottom. Evil doesn't have a bottom. So they just keep consuming and destroying and consuming and destroying and consuming and destroying until they're stopped, right? They don't stop themselves. They keep going until they're stopped. I implore everybody to get involved locally for a lot of reasons, to move to a red area and get involved locally. But one of the reasons is I want you to be in a safe place, in a place where you have some level of government protection if things do get really, 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 really bad. Because remember what I used to say about red states? Not used to say, I still say it, I just don't talk about it all the time. Red states should already be defying the federal government when it comes to immigration. I'm talking open defiance. No, we are not accepting any more illegals. Nope, you're not bringing anyone else here in some makeshift refugee program. Nope, anyone who tries to do so, including federal officials, should be arrested. Nope, nope, nope. Red states should already be forming a coalition with their own immigration enforcement, their own deportation. That's not something that should be happening in the future. That's something that should be happening right now. Right now. The future has to be red coalitions fighting back, hopefully legally and peacefully, against a federal government that has, well, the government has declared war on us. I don't know if you saw the latest out of the House Judiciary Committee, but they put out the Oversight Committee, I'm sorry, might have been Judiciary, it was Judiciary. Judiciary Committee put out something yesterday where they dug up something else, the Biden-Harris refugee program. They were also protecting criminal illegals. They would bring them in. Oh, no, this guy's a criminal. And so the guy obviously needs a court date and a deportation. And they would just simply kind of eliminate that. Yeah, he does need a court date and deportation. But anyway, that'll come at a later date. They're bringing as many in as they possibly can. That's the federal government committing acts of treason against the American people. No other way to slice that. We have to stop it on our own. I hope, I pray to God, there is never anything like the Civil War again. It was so horrible. So, so horrible. I pray to God that never happens again. But you never know, right? I don't want to predict the future. You never know. If we take back our communities legally and locally, maybe we can get to a point where we don't ever have to do that. How's that sound? Now, we have to be activists on all things, on causes we're passionate about. Activists. Are you passionate about being pro-life? Is that something that you believe in? I am. You know I am. Talk about it enough. Well, what are we doing about it, though? Are we actually saving any lives? Preborn is saving lives. And when we partner with Preborn, we are doing it through them. Preborn is in these high abortion areas giving out free ultrasounds to women who are about to have an abortion. That baby is about to die, and Preborn is stepping up and stepping in. Help them. $28 pays for that ultrasound, but it's tax deductible. It doesn't matter how much you give. Write it off on your taxes while saving lives. You can give them $1,000. I can give them $20,000. We've had people give them $50. Whatever you want, I don't care. Give. If it's $28, if it's $5, give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Save that baby's life. It needs you right now, all right? Sponsored by Preborn. One segment left. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. As we go into this final segment, I just had a thought as we were coming back from break. You need to reach out to a friend or a family member this weekend. Fill out a sample ballot for them. That's a thought that I had and not a thought that Chris had. Chris definitely didn't tell me that as we were coming back from break. I came up with that all by myself. And I'm glad I had that idea. Find a friend, find a family member, and help them vote. There's nothing wrong with helping them vote. Hey, here's a sample ballot. Here's who you vote for. Look, I do this for my wife every time, especially when it comes to local politics, because I know more about that than she does. She voted yesterday. She called me on her way there. Who do I vote for? Like, she knew she was voting for Trump and all that stuff, but on the smaller local stuff, who do I vote for? And then my boys, of course, gave her a bunch of crap last night. I bet you voted for Kamala, didn't you? They love getting a rise out of her. It's freaking hilarious. All right. Let's make fun of... I just can't stop. This kills me.
That is especially true when it comes to the climate crisis, which is why we will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these challenges, and to work together as we continue to work... operating from the new norms, rules, and agreements that we will convene to work together on to galvanize global action. With that, I thank you all. This is a matter of urgent priority for all of us, and I know we will work on this together.
Gosh, that murders me. It just murders me. Dear Fun Size Jesse, did you literally load up on full-size chocolate bars for Halloween, or do you have to write another book to pay for it? His name is Grant. I'm going to go full-size this year. I want you to know. What, Chris, did we last year? I think we did, right? No, we didn't. The wife, no, it wasn't actually because of the money. Previous years, it was because of the money. I don't want to sound like Chris, but previous years, it was because of the money. Last year, I forget what happened. I was going to, but the wife bought the candy. I'm telling you right now, this year, we're going to be the family that hands out full-size Reese's cups or something like that. We are. And I love Reese's peanut butter cups. They're so delicious, but that's going to be us. What, Chris? Why are you shaking your head? Snickers is not better. No, it's not better. No, I bet you eat them two at a time. Anyway, you know there's a male vitality stack from Chalk. Do you know how much better you will feel, how much better your life will be when your testosterone levels go up 20%? 20% increase in your T levels in just 90 days. It's not like it's some distant future goal you have to sit around and hope and pray for. 90 days. And it won't take that long. You'll feel the difference. You will know the difference. Natural herbal supplements. I have chocolate powder. I have male vitality stacks. Go take advantage of Chalktober and get your T levels fired up. It's election season. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Emails
we didn't get to.
Jesse. What's the most emasculating thing for a dude? For me, it's having the car wash attendant do anything other than wave me right in. You know what's emasculating? And this is actually for the ladies out there. Do you know why your husband reacts poorly when you try to tell him where to park or how to drive? Because dudes like to feel like they're trusted. And so it's nothing for you to... Why didn't you park there? Hey, you can go the right... It's nothing. I know you don't mean anything by it. It's incredibly insulting for a dude. My wife and I have had 1,000 fights about her telling me how to drive. So she just doesn't do it anymore. And she'd never meant anything by it. Oh, we could park over there. I know where we're going to park, woman. You just sit there and pipe down. Hello, giraffe man. I'm making fun of your height. That's not nice. I'm a Puerto Rican Trump supporter. Nice. And I've had 2 white people tell me that because I'm Hispanic, I'm supposed to vote Democrat. I've also been told by another white person that I can't call myself a person of color because I'm light-skinned and considered white passing. What's a good comeback for these dumb commies? You can say my name. Her name is Jessica. She sounds like a freaking spitfire. Look, you're a Puerto Rican woman. You don't need me to fight back and be argumentative. Trust me, you've got that well in hand.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
Dear boyish hand model, I hear people saying there isn't a shy Trump voter anymore because all the Trump voters are proud to admit it now. I believe the new shy Trump vote this cycle are Democrats who can't admit it, but they're going to pull the lever for Trump. What say you? Well, there's no question there are going to be Democrats who pull the lever for Trump. They've had enough of this nonsense. Maybe it's just not being able to afford life. But remember, when we talk about shy voter this or shy voter that, what we're actually talking about is a shift in the social shame system. We've talked about the social shame system before, about how shame is actually beneficial to a society. Shameful things should be treated as shameful. Our society went so hard left. Our culture went so hard left. And the propaganda campaign against guys like Trump was so over the top that a lot of people just felt like they had to keep their support quiet. Don't put on the MAGA hat. Don't tell your friends about it. You felt like you had to keep it quiet. But 4 years of Democrat insanity, wide open borders and inflation and all the other crap they've done, 4 years of that, plus the relentless assaults. They tried to murder him twice. They tried to throw him in prison. It has only served to harden our side and embolden us. And remember, courage and cowardice are both contagious. They are contagious. You may not think it matters. It does. I can see it because I pay attention to these stupid things. I can see it in my neighborhood. Who's going to be the first one to put up a political sign? Watch when it goes up and then watch how quickly other ones go up in the neighborhood. As of a few months ago, there weren't really many Trump Vance signs. Remember I told you I went on that ruck the other night where my knee got stiff? I told you about that one. It's Trump Vance, Trump Vance, Trump Vance, Trump Vance, Ted Cruz, Trump Vance, Trump Vance. It's everywhere. The neighborhood is wallpapered with them. No, there's a lot of Ted Cruz stuff in there too, Chris. How can Kamala get away with telling American citizens that if Trump wins, he'll use the DOJ against his competitors and anyone he wants? Well, they lie. Democrats lie. They have been trying to lock Donald Trump in a cage for the last 3.5 years, and now they're warning the American people that if Trump wins, he'll do the same. How can they get away with that? They lie. If you're a communist, you're fighting a revolution. You will fight the revolution tooth and nail. You will also lie. Deception is not what the communist does, just like violence is not what the communist does. It's who he is. It's woven into him. From the earliest days of communism, Lenin and all those guys, they were all talking about the necessity of deception. You have to cover things up. You can't let people know what we're doing. We have to be quiet about this. You see it everywhere now. All right. I would tell you to put your phone down because it's a weekend, but no, it was my idea. Fill out a sample ballot for friends, family, and then go enjoy yourselves. Call your parents and tell them you love them. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.